You're now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. until noon. That was a new one there from Luke Hess, Detroit producer and longtime mainstay of Echo Chord, who released that, actually the sub-label called Echo Chord Color. Released that new 12-inch. It's called Facet. And that track that we heard there was called Emerald. Lots of nice, warm, pulsy techno here for you this morning. New stuff coming up from an excellent new LP by ASC, CMDQ. I'm just going to name all the letters in the alphabet here, apparently. AMXD also up on the show with a new cassette on a great new label called Kong Burn. And a couple legends coming out with some great new releases, including a new one from John Beltran. And a nice lengthy track coming up. Actually, we're probably going to end the show off today with this new track from Gas. Wolfgang Voigt, a longtime producer, hasn't touched the Gas moniker in about 17 years, but coming hot off the heels of the vinyl box set reissue issued by Compact a few months back, kind of dropping this surprise triple LP. It's called Narcopop. We'll hear the epic track, Narcopop 10, to end things off. Right now, I've got a track here from Dutch duo, Robin Kowick and Nick Lapien. They are known together as Artifact. They have a great new record, double LP, on Delson Records. It's called Kinship, and this track here is called Entering the City. You're listening to Artifact on the Pop Drones Show on CITR 101.9.
sure that you don't see it. One phobia is, there's two phobias that right in the controller. One phobia is pressure. That is phobia probably blind.
Really?
And,
yeah. Bad eyes?
Oh, no, my vision is fine. It's just, I fear, everything's based on imagination. For example,
thank you. May 5th, Doxa Documentary Film Festival and CITR 101.9 FM, along with Discorder Magazine, present Rumble, The Indians Who Rocked the World. Featuring music icons Charlie Patton, Mildred Bailey, Link Wray, Jimi Hendrix, Jesse Ed Davis, Buffy St. Marie, Robbie Robertson, and others, Rumble shows how these talented Native musicians help shape the soundtracks of our lives. That's May 5th at Van City Theater. For more information and showtimes, visit doxafestival.ca.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. Meow. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Back with the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there was Alexander with the track Istanbul from his new 12-inch Turtle Nipper, just released on Blind Jack's Journey. That's an Istanbul-based producer with his debut release, ASC. Before that, long-running projects, great string of releases since 2000. This new one here is called Zone of Avoidance, a new 12-inch on Veil, long-time label for ASC alongside Auxiliary. The track that we heard there was called Crystal Moon, and before that, Artifact with their track Entering the City from the new double LP Kinship, just released on Delson. That's a Dutch electronic duo, Robin Kowick and Nick Lapien, known to their mothers as. Right now here, a track from a fairly mysterious German producer, as far as I can tell, with only two releases under his belt so far, CMDQ or Command Q, with this new 12-inch called Dedicated to Someone Both of Us Know, just released on Can Records. This track here is called Untitled Original Mix. You're listening to CMDQ on the Pop Drones Show.
We'll be right back. Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
That is a sigh of relief.
because FunDrive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at CITR.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
He's a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
The late night show is the start of the weekend. Tune in every Saturday mornings from 12:30 a.m. to late, right after the medicine show. Email us, CITRlatenightshow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
We're back with the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there, AMXD with a untitled track, the side A of a new cassette called Realizables. We played most of it there, at least two-thirds of it. That's a just released on a new cassette label called Kong Burn, based out of the UK. And AMXD is actually two producers together, L. Pearson alongside Haddon. And yeah, promising new label. Probably play some more from them as they release more stuff into the future. AB, right before that, that's spelled A-Y-B-E-E, not just A-B. New double LP called The Odyssey from that U.S.-based producer, just released on Deep Black, and Man Over Machine was the name of that track there. And CMDQ, or Command Q, starting off that set with untitled original mix from a new 12-inch called Dedicated to Someone Both of Us Know, just released on Can Records. And a new one here from sort of living legend producer John Beltran with his 13th full length and his third one here for Delson Records, and got his umpteenth album since release, I should say, since 1993 at it for, over 25, almost 25 years, Michigan-based producer and sound designer. New album's called Everything at Once, and this track here is called Mother. You're listening to John Beltran on the Pop Drones Show. Thank you.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I
breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds lift, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're...
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. We have the Shakespeare show coming up in about 25 minutes or so. Signing off just a little early today. One of the tracks, one of the longer tracks I wanted to play did... just didn't work for me, so I'm off the air a little earlier. Got one last track here for you, but counting back what we just played, Sven Weissman there with a brand new 12-inch called Separate Paths, just released on Delson Records. Played three things from Delson today. Sven Weissman is a German producer. He's been at it since about 2005, releasing lots of 12-inches and an LP or two. And actually DJing since 1997, since he was a teenager. So, long time at it. That track that we heard there was called Maori Octopus Original Mix. And yes, released on Separate Paths, new 12-inch from him. Shed right before that with Turn to Turn from a new double LP called The Final Experiment, released on Monkey Town, the label run by Mode Selector. And Shed is a Berlin and a Detroit... based techno producer, and he's been around since about 2004, releasing 12 inches on his own label Solo Action, as well as releases on labels like 50 Weapons, Ostgut Tun and Final Experiment there. Right before that, John Beltran starting off that set with a track from his 13th full-length LP, which is called Everything at Once, also released on Delson. And that's his third album for that label. And the track that we heard there was called Mother. One last track here for you. This is an album opener from the new and long-awaited Gas album. It was kind of a surprise release for a lot of people. 17 years since the last Gas album, which was called Pop. And this actually quickly follows on the heels of a Gas box set of his last three or four albums, all combined into one box set released by Compact, who also put out this one. So we're going to hear the album opener. We'll probably try and get one or two more tracks on future shows. It's pretty ambient stuff. Got a nice pulse to it, though. Anyways, Narco Pop 1 from the LP, triple LP of the same name. Thanks for tuning in this week, folks. We'll be back next Wednesday, 10 a.m., with 2 hours of new music for you. Gas to end things off today.